From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-government forces in Syria, backed by Russian air power, reportedly advanced slowly Tuesday on the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced it was abandoning talks with Moscow over efforts at salvaging a ceasefire. Speaking Tuesday in Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Washington is not abandoning the peace process.
We are not giving up on the Syrian people. We are not abandoning the pursuit of peace. We are not going to leave the multilateral field. We are going to continue to try to find a way forward in order to end this war. And we will do everything possible through the International Syria Support Group, through the United Nations, or even through smaller multilateral meetings in order to try to find a way forward.
He lashed out at Russia and Syria for pursuing what he called a military solution. Meanwhile, the Russian military said it's deploying air defense missiles to protect Russian forces in the Syrian port of Tartus. Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov called on the U.S. to recognize almost all the Syrian opposition it supports is part of the al-Qaeda and Jabhat al-Nusra insurgency. South African police Tuesday fired rubber bullets, tear gas, and stun grenades at student protesters in Johannesburg as authorities tried to reopen Wits University. It's been the scene of weeks of demonstrations over tuition fee hikes. Sharia Kale is a student protest leader.
We've been brutalized and we've been peaceful. And each time we try to maintain order and discipline. But at some point, something has got to show the kind of brutality and the kind of disorder that the police are trying to create.
Protesters insist the fee hikes force poorer, often black people, out of education. This is VOA News. A fierce late